Bishul, Perek Aleph, Seif Ayin. Dine Matzeket, speaking about a ladle. A ladle is a machloikas if it has got a din from another kli. We'll explain. I mean, a ladle is made that you put the ladle inside the soup. Now, if the soup is a keli rishon, what is the halacha from a ladle? Since it's been put inside the keli rishon, maybe it's got din still a keli rishon. So if you go and pour over from this ladle to a plate, maybe the ladle is not considered another kli, it's considered still a keli rishon. Therefore, the plate will only be keli sheni. Some people say, no, machlokes poskim in yore there. Some poskim say, no, it's got din already a keli sheni, the ladle, so the plate will be a keli shlishi. So on Shabbos, we take on the stringent. We're worried for the shita who goes and holds that is considered still a keli rishon. So let's see the nafkeminas. Ein, anoytel oichlim oy mashkim mikeli rishon al dei matzekas. A person takes food or soup or any drink from a dei matzekas. Means that he puts a kli inside the keli rishon. Ein oichlim eilu nidunim kenimtsoim bekeli sheni. Therefore, we take on the chumrah that this ladle is not considered a keli sheni; it's considered a keli vision. Therefore, one should not take this ladle and pour it over cold water, because what you're doing an iroi. You're pouring over. Maybe this ladle has got in from keli vision, so you're pouring over from a keli vision onto cold. Maybe you're cooking it. Therefore, you're not allowed to pour over from the ladle to anything which hasn't been cooked. That's what there are poskim who do say pouring over is easier, but we take on that pouring over is what it brings down the Shabbos. I want to worry about pouring over that's got din from keli vishen still. Therefore, you want to not pour over from the ladle to anything which hasn't been cooked yet. Ve'if ayin alaf hichnis kos reka l'toich mecham mayim shoimet al gabe esh v'shav mimenu mayim din mayim elu k'nimtsoim bekeli vishn. What do you say? The same thing as a ladle is if you put a cup into the urn or into a pot. Therefore, the pot is a keli vishn and the cup which was in the pot has got maybe a din also a keli vishn. Like we said, the ladle which was put into the pot and taken out from it too. The same thing is if you put inside the urn a cup and you go and take out water from the cup, take out soup, then it's a suffix if this cup has got in from a keli vishn or not, like we said before. Therefore, he says, in such a case also, ve'ein lasis letocham tamsis tzonenes afilu kvan espashla. If you want to put inside this cup now something which hasn't been cooked, you're not allowed to. But he says even more than that. Even if it has been cooked, let's say a cold soup. You took out a cold soup, something which has been cooked, and now it is cold. You should not put into this cup cold, because you are putting something which hasn't been cooked, because we take on something which is being cooked and came cold. If it is liquidy, it's got in as if it wasn't being cooked. You're not allowed to go and put it inside such a cup, because the cup has got in maybe as a keli vision, and therefore you shouldn't put inside it any stuff like that which is being cold, even if it was once cooked. So if a person will put inside the urn his cup and he takes water, now he wants to put inside this cup milk. Even if we take on milk, is cooked, but it has been cold, made cold afterwards. Therefore, one should not put in milk, even if lachshin is special, we should not put it inside a keli, which is like that, because we've got a suffix, maybe it is a keli rishon. And we don't put in a keli rishon even things which have been cooked and got cold. Now, he said in the footnote, what will happen if you leave the cup inside the urn, or you leave the ladle inside the pot. Therefore, in such a case, some people say that since it's been left inside for a certain amount of time, some people say it has to be in a way that boils up in the ladle, the water in the ladle also boils. No, a koponim, if it is in a pot for a certain amount of time, then it's considered according to everybody as a keli rishon, the ladle. But what we're discussing is a case which one didn't leave it inside the urn, didn't leave it inside the pot, but only did it for a second to take out water. In such a case, it is a machloikos, and we take on the stringent. Sif, ayin beis, omnom, but muter la'arot mi matzeka zu al gabe mashke she's pashal hitzanen. Since this halacha is not so straightforward that it is osa, this matzeka, in a case where it wasn't left inside it for a long time, in a case it was only taken out for a second from inside the keli rishon, since it is a machloikas, not so straightforward how we take on. Therefore, if you want to pour out from this matzekes, from this cup, onto water which has been cooked, and even if it got cold, one's allowed to do that. Why? Even though we want to take on that it is considered a keli rishon, we don't take on as a keli rishon so straightforward. We take it on b'tor chumrah. B'tor safek, we take on the chumrah. Therefore, in a case if one wants to go and pour over from this to another, kli, it's already another machlokes where the irui pouring over has got in from another kli. Therefore, we say belach shen istanen. If you got something which was cooked and it got cold, it's also not so straightforward as an issue to cook it up again. Therefore, it's called two chumras. We don't say. Therefore, we say you're allowed to pour it over to a place which is got cold, if it was cooked. Lachen, muter litin marak mi matzekas al gabi sheriot marak hamnimtzot betzlachat af shekvar etzanenu. Therefore, the practical usage is that if a person has a ladle and he wants to put from the ladle into his soup, which was left over, he wants to put straight from the ladle into his plate, into his saucer. Now, he's got leftovers from the soup inside the saucer, inside the plate. Now, this soup could be cold. It was hot, and now it got cold. It's called lachshin etzanen. But you're pouring over from this ladle into the soup. Therefore, you're allowed to do that. Why? Because the ladle may be considered already keli sheni. Therefore, you're pouring over from a keli sheni to a soup which has already been cooked already and only got cold. What we learned before in Sif Ayin Aleph was differently. If you want to go and put inside the ladle something which has already been cooked and got cold, that we don't allow, because already a stage before. Putting inside the ladle is not a new stage. It's a stage, the first stage, which we're not sure if it's considered keli rishon or keli sheni. To put inside it, we don't allow you to put inside something which is cold, which has been cooked before. But to pour over from this ladle into a different place, then you're allowed to go and do that, because you've got another suffix if Eroi is cooking. And you've also got a lachshon istanen, which is also not so straightforward. But let's say again what we said before, like it says in the footnote here again, that if you took out the ladle after it was inside the soup for a long time, and some people say even if it wasn't inside the soup for a long time, but it was on the gas, or was on the stove, then straight on the fire, then some people want to come along and say it is mitzvah din also to go and to take on, it's a keli rishon, the mitzvah din is not a machlokes. Some people want to say it's not a machlokes altogether. In such a case, according to everybody, it's a keli rishon, so we won't allow you in such a case to pour it over to the plate, because it's lachshon istanen, it's also we take on a chumrah. No, because we took on that this ladle is only a suffolk, we want to be making also the lachshon istanen. But if we're not taking on that this ladle is a suffolk, we won't allow you to go and pour it over to something which has been cooked before. Ayin gimel. Hanotel morak or ichlin b'matzeket v'nosnon b'tzlachat. Dino or ichlin sh'b'tzlachat k'keli sheni v'loi k'keli shlishi. Sh'ayin matzeket nidoin is l'chumrah k'keli shlishin. If one wants to use this ladle, I'm going to put it into a normal plate. Then what? How do we consider this plate now? We consider this plate only a keli sheni, not a keli shlishi, l'chumrah. Why? Because the ladle, we're not sure if it's a keli rishon or keli sheni. Therefore, we take on it's a keli rishon. Therefore, the plate which you poured over the ladle to this plate is considered the plate only a keli sheni. Amlon le'inim dinim mesuyamim efshe lo dinasat talachat ke keli shlishi. The gab of certain dinim will allow you to call it like keli shlishi. Like we learned before, that if you're allowed to pour over from this matzeket into a lachshen is felon, we take on lenience. There is some cases we'll take on lenience that we can consider this play also a keli shlishi. What's the case? It says lachen muter losses pusas chala betzalachat zu hanidoynes ke keli shlishi. He says, if you want to put bread inside the soup, you're allowed to do that. Why? This soup is considered really keli sheni. But it's sofek keli sheni, keli shlishi. If the ladle is another kli, therefore the soup will be keli shlishi. Into keli shlishi, there's no problem to put any bread. But putting the keli sheni, we said we shouldn't do it because the machloikas in yesh bishel achafia or in bishel achafia. Therefore, to put it in the keli sheni, to put it in such a keli sheni, we allow. Why? Because it's not so straightforward altogether. Sheyesh bishel achafia, and it's not so straightforward altogether that in a keli sheni it's mevashel bread. We take on the stringent because we don't know. But to go and take on two chumras, as it's called, also the ladle we're not sure about, also bread we're not sure about. Therefore, we don't take it on, so we can consider that plate as a keli shlishi, considering this nekuda of putting in bread. He says in the footnote, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to put in batzal, you're allowed to put in onions. It sounds from the Mishnah Berurah, they're allowed to put in anything which is safek kali abishul, you're allowed to put in such a plate, because it is safek keli shlishi. We don't take on safek kali abishul is also not so straightforward that we have to worry about kali abishul. And also, this plate is not so straightforward. It is a keli sheni, maybe it's a keli shlishi. So we take on the stringent. In such a case, we can take on, it's considered a keli shlishi. You're allowed to put things which are not sure. There are kali abishul inside such a plate. You're allowed to put in such a plate. Also, suffolk, if it's been cooked or not. If it is not kalabishal, you're allowed in such cases, we take on the lenience.